Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is the host of Late Night with Seth Meyer, and he's coming back to town, Encore Theater, and back on the show. Here he is, Seth Meyer.
Yeah.
How's it going? Myers.
Myers. Come on. Did I say Meyer? Really? I love you. Why did I say Meyer? That's so weird.
No worries.
It's Mercedes.
Just call me Mercedes.
Mercedes. How are you guys?
Hey, it's so good to talk to you again, Seth.
Great talk to you.
Oh, you're coming back to town, Encore Theater. Have you performed at the Encore Theater before?
I haven't, but I've heard great things, and I'm really excited to check it out.
It's such a good room. I love it. It's intimate, but it sounds really good. So if you decided you wanted to go and sing something, you could do that.
I will make a promise to my audience that will not happen. We're trying to sell tickets here, not get them returned.
You, Seth, and you and Mercedes have many things in common.
Oh, okay.
First off, it's a little fun fact about Mercedes. At her wedding, when she was married, Wayne Newton was in attendance. She had a big-time celebrity.
Wow, that's a really good one.
It was pretty fancy.
And then you surprised your wife with someone special at your wedding.
I did. Brad Paisley.
Whoa, did he perform?
He did.
Wow, how'd you swing that? Did you call and say, you got to do me a solid? It's Seth Meyer here.
Yeah, exactly. I had actually never, my wife nor I had ever met him. And my sister-in-law knew a friend of his and reached out. And he basically agreed to come if he wanted me to write him an email just to make sure that I was okay with it, because he is the most consummate gentleman in the world.
Aww.
And we've been friends with him ever since. But I just got his way to our wedding and performed, and it blew us all away.
How long have you guys been married now?
We're coming up on 6 years in September. How about you? How are you? We're how long down the line?
We are going to be married. You're not going to believe this, but next year will be our 20th anniversary.
Amazing.
I know. It's crazy.
Okay. Well, here's another question then, because we're just talking about marriage on the show yesterday and kind of how the romance kind of wears off a little bit. When was the last time you just, I mean, forgive me for being forward here, but when was the last time you just made out with your wife?
Oh my God, made out. Well, first of all, we have two small children, so they are really the ones that are grinding away anything that's left of the romance in our life. If anyone's getting kisses, it's those kids constantly, 24/7. The last time we made out, I'd go back and look at my Google calendar for the kind of thing I put in.
I know, nobody makes out anymore. It's like, why waste the time? Let's just get to it.
Right?
What business do we have to conduct here?
Yeah, exactly.
And there's no post-cuddling anymore either, at least for me, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We didn't want to know that, but thank you.
Too much information, but I feel like, you know, we're friends.
The funny thing now is that thing of, like, when you're married with young kids, like, when the kids go to bed and it's just the two of you, you both treat it like alone time. Like, the greatest gift you can give to the other person is not that I'm alone with you, but just I'm alone.
Yep, like, it's so true.
You put the kids to bed, and then the two of you just sit there and, like, look at your own phone because you haven't had a second to yourself, and that is the greatest gift you can give your spouse.
When you do have those moments and you're able to decompress a little and you go on social media, what's your favorite platform? Are you a Twitter guy, Instagram, Facebook? Where do you gravitate to first?
Oh, man. I mean, Twitter, but it's a very weird thing to say it's my favorite. It is just where I spend the most time. But I do feel like it's like saying to someone, like, where do you, I mean, like, if a, I don't know, if a crackhead spent most of his time in a crack den, it wouldn't be their favorite place.
That's a really
just
good
be like where
metaphor.
They end up the most.
Well, I was looking at, because I follow you, and I was looking at who you follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
I was curious as to what you like.
That's a good way of drilling down. I like that.
Yeah. And so I'm going to give you a couple names and tell us what you like about this person or why you choose to follow them on Twitter. Okay.
Oh, this would be exciting.
Okay. Mark Hamill.
Well, Mark Hamill and I became Twitter friends because He, myself, Sean Astin, Guillermo del Toro, and Lin-Manuel Miranda, we all became fans of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and when it got canceled by Fox, we started saying on Twitter to bring it back, and then we all just started following each other through that, and we have like we talk about Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Twitter together.
That's cool. Okay, how about yeah. Hoda Kotb?
Hoda Kotb is just, you know, one of my colleagues over here at the network, and she's one of those people that only uses Twitter for joy and tells you joyful things, and that is very helpful because I follow a lot of people who just give me bad news.
Yeah, I know, seriously. Okay, John Cena.
John Cena. I don't quite remember why I started following John Cena, but another guy who is good to get in there for mostly positive, inspirational messages. Also, John Cena, obviously not only an incredible athlete and actor, but I believe has the record for granting the most Make-A-Wish visits
yes.
in
Man,
history.
You are so
and,
good.
And so I kind of feel like, you know what? At the end of the day, I think it's very good to follow somebody like that who gives so much back.
Well, the last one, and he's actually a friend of ours. He's been on the show multiple times, and we just love him. George Wallace.
Yeah, I mean, George Wallace. I mean, he's just one of the greatest people of all time.
He is
and
so funny.
Also, of everyone we've talked about, of the previous three, George is the one who's genuinely the funniest on Twitter. I would say top 10 funniest people on Twitter. And even just seeing his avatar photo puts me in a good mood.
It's so funny because the last thing he tweeted was, or this is his pinned tweet, "I grew up so poor, our dog could only get one rabies."
He is, you know, he is of an era where it's just about really, really good jokes.
Well, we are excited to see you at Encore Theater May 4th. That is
Saturday.
This Saturday. We actually have a little surprise for you, Seth.
Oh, boy, this is great.
Okay, so you said that one of your absolute favorite people to follow on Twitter was who now?
George Wallace.
We have a mystery guest on the phone. I guess it's not a mystery. Mr. George Wallace, are you here?
Yes, this is George. Who's calling, please?
It is Mercedes JC and our guest, Seth Meyers.
George, how are you?
Just with him on Saturday night.
Yeah, we were. We were at a birthday party together.
We think you're the funniest person on Twitter, George. Can you give us some of that Twitter wisdom this morning for
I'm
Seth?
I'm trying to be. It's just, you know, the what is going to make a decision when it comes down to the when the stuff goes down between the what and the not. The what and the not's got to make a decision.
Wow, this is like mainlining it.
I want to set out to Black, but Mr. Decker know exactly what he did. Okay.
Well, are you going to go see Seth at his show on Saturday night, George?
I think I'm probably going at the same. No, Saturday night I'm in another city somewhere. I don't know where I am, but I'm not.
So I can stay at your place.
You can definitely stay at my place. I charge you the same thing they charge you at the Wynn.
There he is. That's the comedy we want.
I'll drop the resort fee, okay?
No resort fee, Seth.
No parking fees either now. No parking fees.
Mercedes, he hasn't been here. He doesn't know about the resort fee. And some of the hotels are so cheap, the resort fee is higher than the room rate.
Yeah, this is actually very true. George, we love you. Thank you for coming on and saying hi to Seth for us.
And thanks, George.
Nothing you can do about it. Thank you so much. See y'all. Take care. Be good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think that George was on a phone from 1987.
And next up is John Cena.
Seth, we're so excited to have you back in town. Thank you for always taking the time to come on the show. You are seriously
Thanks,
the best.
Always lovely to talk to you guys. I really, really appreciate it.
All right. Have a great
See you,
day. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.